Hear my words and bear witness to my vow. The new season gathers, and now my rewatch begins. It shall not end until the end of the season. I shall take no job, hold no social life, father no fanfic. I shall wear no clean clothes and win no showers. I shall wake and sleep at my screen. I am the laptop in the darkness. I am the watcher on the couch. I am the fan that guards the realms of canon. I pledge my life and honor to the night's rewatch. For this rewatch and all rewatches to come.
Okay. You ready?
Yep, here we go.
All right. Season 1, Episode 7.
You win or you die.
Let's let the credits roll this time.
Okay.
We've been cutting them out, but we don't need it.
Daddy, Nicola, got a long day.
Lena Head, Amelia Clark,
Dillian, Glenn, Adrian,
Dan Gillen. They really could have arranged it so that their names at least scanned properly.
They could try that, but
I
feel like that would have been a lot of work. And they already put a lot of work into this opening sequence.
They did. So there's a lot of hard work that went into this.
A lot of nearsighted programmers and artists working at screens in the dark.
Bless them.
Bless them.
Bless them all.
May they live by the old gods and the new.
Since we watched one of these.
Yeah, it's been a little while. I mean, we're coming up close to season 7.
In real time.
In real time.
Yeah.
Meaning that in the next 6 months, we'll probably be watching season 7, which I don't think we're going to be able to get all the way through the 60 hours.
Yeah. We won't be caught up before.
We won't be caught up by then, but hopefully we'll be...
Someday.
More. I want at least be season 4. By then.
Yeah. When does season 7 come out?
Summer.
Oh.
So we have time.
I guess technically we do have time. We could make it.
We could make it in time. We set aside 60 hours in the next 6 months.
Yeah, this has been a pretty casual viewing.
It is. A very casual viewing of Game of Thrones. That's the sub name of it.
A very casual.
A casual viewing.
I mean, it's you put your hoodie on. You don't have to wear a suit to watch this. You just put a hoodie
on. I wonder if these are Lannisters.
Do they have lions on their flags?
Oh my gosh, are they wearing red?
And gold?
There's not enough red dye in the world.
To answer for the crimes of your bannerman,
Gregor. Oh, the deer!
So, I marked this scene. I actually spoke about this scene in my graduate thesis.
Did you?
About how awesome this is when it comes to character and action work using the Meisner technique.
Oh man, it's so good. Charles Dance.
Attacking him was.
I think this was actually his idea.
Was it?
Yeah. He's like, can I be cutting something? Can I be doing something when he comes in?
I mean, it's so, so symbolic. Not only is it a deer, the Baratheon symbol.
Don't act like fools.
He's literally gutting this deer on the table in his tent on the battlefield, which is super indicative of the fact that he's going to tear the Baratheons inside out to take over the kingdom.
If he has to.
Catelyn Stark took my brother. Why is he still alive?
Tyrion?
Ned Stark.
One of our men interfered.
Also, I forgot how,
speared him through the leg before I could finish him.
How young and stupid Jaime.
Oh, Jaime's an idiot.
He's still alive.
He's so self-interested.
Wouldn't have been clean.
You spend too much time worrying about what other people think of you.
I could care less what anyone thinks of me.
We know.
That's what you want people to think of you.
It's
the truth.
Should there be more blood on his hands?
Not necessarily. They probably already have drained it.
Mm.
Of course, it bothers me.
I don't know how animal butchering works.
Doesn't concern himself with the opinion.
Well, I mean, you know what he's doing right now, right?
He's skinning it.
He's separating the connective tissue from the muscle.
Right. I would just imagine there'd be more goo happening.
I'm giving you
there's more goo on the inside when it comes to actually cutting the skin away, not so much.
We'll bring the Catelyn Stark's girlhood home.
Because I believe that is a real deer.
Looks pretty real.
I didn't realize you placed such a high value on my brother's life.
He's a Lannister. He might be the lowest of the Lannisters, but he's one of us. And every day that he remains a prisoner, the less our name commands
That's
respect.
Such an interesting thing for him to say.
Does
that even though Tyrion is literally a dwarf and the lowest member of their family totem pole, he's still technically a Lannister.
And hold him captive,
Daddy Lannister has never disowned him.
We are no, he never has. Because he can. Because disowning Tyrion makes him look weak. It means that he sired weakness.
Before long I'll be dead.
It's interesting, because I think most angry, disenchanted fathers would be like, yep, that's not mine. You don't get any of my stuff.
All of us.
But instead, he's tortured Tyrion for years, raising him.
He's punishing him.
Yeah, exactly.
He's punishing him for being weak. And for killing his wife.
Glory, not your honor, but family.
Daddy Lannister just really wanted a scapegoat, and he got one.
He just wanted a scapegoat. Anyway, this is an amazing scene.
It is.
It's so good. And we learn so much. I love that they do exposition while they do things.
You're blessed with abilities the few
whether it be sex, or whether it be this, or whether it be some other thing. They show us what's happening.
Yeah.
What have you done with these blessings?
It's rare on this show, you're right, that like there's just a scene where they're not doing anything, they're not going anywhere, they're not eating or drinking or fucking or whatever, that like it's just words. That's pretty rare on this show, I feel.
The future of our family will be determined in the next few months. We could establish a dynasty that will last 1,000 years. Or we could collapse into nothing as the Targaryens did. I need you to become the man you were always meant to be. Not next year, not tomorrow.
The Lannisters.
It's really high stakes.
Super high stakes Lannisters.
Also, like, I love that Daddy Lannister has it, and, I mean, they all do to a degree. There's, like, a level of charisma about them.
Oh, yeah.
That's, like, hypnotic.
I completely agree with that. I feel like the Lannister... If you have a bunch of Lannisters in the room, it's gonna be a fun time.
Mm-hmm. I don't even mean just, like, in a party sense. I mean in, like, a... They can hypnotize you into doing what they want.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I've had worse, my lady.
Perhaps it's time to go home. The South doesn't seem to agree with you.
Get out of my house.
John Arryn died for.
Oh, snap.
Do you, Lord Stark? Is that why you called me here to pose me riddles?
Has he done this before?
Jaime would have killed him. My brother's worth 1,000 of your friend.
Your brother? Or your lover?
Ba ba ba!
Oh! Cards on the table! Cards on the table!
Just put them all out there.
I'm gonna not acknowledge he said that.
She doesn't say any. She says it. She says yes to it, but by doing
nothing.
A history thing.
Oh yeah. She also this world together. We belong together. Doesn't flinch. Yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't flinch.
My son saw you with him.
Thing is like I feel like Cersei's never really afraid of people finding out.
Do you love your children?
Like she doesn't care.
With all my heart.
No more than I love mine.
And they're all Jaime's.
Thank the gods. In the rare event that Rob leaves his whores for long enough to stumble drunk into my bed, I finish him off in other ways. In the morning, he doesn't remember.
You've always hated him.
Hated him? I worshipped him. Every girl in the Seven Kingdoms dreamed of him, but he was mine by oath. And when I finally saw him on our wedding day in the Sept of Baelor, lean and fierce and black-bearded, it was the happiest moment of my life.
Rough.
And that night he crawled on top of me stinking of wine and did what he did, what little he could do. And whispered in my ear, Lyanna.
That's a
your
fairly good reason
I was a living girl
to be upset.
Loved her more than me.
When the king returns from his hunt, I'll tell him the truth. You must be gone by then. You and your children.
And here's the big mistake.
Oh, Ned, don't try to kick her out of her own house. Come on.
Come on, Ned.
So it's funny because we just talked about how rare it is that there are scenes where they're talking but nothing's happening. Mm-hmm. But this is one of them.
But it isn't. Like, it's a huge moment scene.
Right, but they're not doing any action. They're just talking.
Jaime told me about the day King's Landing fell.
I guess that's true.
But it's for a reason.
I feel like when there are moments where they're just talking, like, maybe we could take that back, because I feel like the acting is so good.
Yeah.
And there's so much going on.
It feels like something's happening.
And the writing is so good.
You win, you die.
There's the line.
There is no middle ground.
Kill her. Kill her now.
Kill her with the sword. Sword, man. Use the sword.
Hit her with the stick.
Dumb.
Oh, you dumb idiot.
No, but you're right. Even the scenes where nothing is happening, it feels very active because the cast is so outstanding and the dialogue is great.
Yeah.
But that was a rare instance of, we're just going to stand here and talk to each other because of what we're saying is so important.
Yeah. Oh, what do you know?
Roz's audition.
Is that what they teach you up in the north? And you, wherever you're from, do you have any idea how ridiculous you sound? Either of you understand a thing?
This is Roz in graduate school.
Yes, my lord.
Roz has gone to King's Landing to go to graduate school in prostitution.
You be the man, and you be the woman. Go ahead. Slowly.
I mean, this is an interesting point that, like, basically what we're saying here is...
They just paid you.
It's
they know
mostly
what you
acting
are.
What they do.
Hmm.
They
it's
know
true.
It's all just an act.
See,
your
exactly.
job is to make them forget what they know. And that takes time. You need to...
A unique insight into the porn industry.
By Peter Baelish.
Go ahead.
Because it's all acting.
Ease into it.
There is a lot more sex in this season than in the later seasons.
Well, I feel like we've talked about this before.
We have.
There's a reason
You're
for that.
To like this.
But,
he wants to believe you. He's what enjoyed his cock since he was old enough to play with it. Why shouldn't you? He knows he's better than other men. He's always known it deep down inside. Now he has proof. He's
also,
so
like,
good.
Peter's insight into
he's
what
reaching something deep
he
inside
sells
of
people is really fascinating.
Well, Peter Baelish is the consummate businessman.
Mm-hmm.
No good businessman doesn't know
does
what he's selling.
This, my lord?
I'm saving myself for another.
What, she doesn't know won't hurt her?
A stupid saying. What we don't know is usually what gets us killed.
He's got a point.
She must be very beautiful.
No, not really. Impeccable bloodlines, though.
I do believe my lord's in love.
For many years. Most of my life, really. Play with her ass. And she loved me, too. I was her little confidant. A plaything. She could tell me anything, anything at all. She told me about all the horses that she liked, the castle that she wanted to live in, the man that she wanted to marry.
A rare moment of Peter opening up.
With a jaw like an
well,
anvil.
It's a rare moment of intimacy.
So I challenged him to
yeah.
a duel. I mean,
between him and this place, where that is the...
it's his safe zone.
It's really fascinating, because he's actually getting true intimacy in a place
in
that,
end,
that sells fake intimacy.
Ooh, that's deep.
Ooh, yeah, right?
He's just a boy.
That's what she said.
I mean, that's the interesting thing about this whole
so
show, is that it's
nice
really, really deep.
Cerebral.
Very cerebral. Everything, there's a lot of symbolism and a lot of metaphor mixed into what's going on here.
Brother, an even more impressive specimen.
Yeah.
She loves him, I'm afraid. And why wouldn't she? I mean, who could compare to him? He's just so... good. Do you know what I learned losing that duel? I learned that I'll never win. Not that way. That's their game. Their rules. I'm not going to fight them. I'm going to fuck them. That's what I know. That's what I am. And only by admitting what we are can we get what we want.
Boom! Drop the mic.
And this...
Oh, everything, my dear. Everything there is.
Peter,
now wash yourselves. Both of you are working tonight.
Okay.
Was it an audition or was it a coaching session?
I think it's a coaching session. It's a class.
Yeah. It was a master class.
Yeah, it's a master Baelish. Class and for Peter Baelish.
Ugh, Asha. We caught this wildling. I think we'll put her in chains and let her bring straw into the great hall.
Should we let her keep her hair as she was?
Yeah, for now.
Like it was... Like rats lived in it.
Yeah.
Girl, you know that.
Theon. She's so good on this show, though.
I mean, she's a great actress.
And everybody's like, oh, it's Tonks!
I still think that whenever I see her. But now I don't think of that, because I think of her as Asha now.
Yeah.
Because she does a better job in this than she did in
I mean, well, I mean, I think people were like, oh, Tonks, because Tonks feelings, but like...
Where's it you come from?
In this, we see her as an actress.
Yeah.
In Harry Potter, she is Tonks.
Never heard of the Iron Islands.
Trust me. You've never heard where I'm from, neither.
Theon.
Trust me, my lord.
Wildlings don't have a fucking map.
They don't care, Theon. She doesn't care, Theon.
No one cares about you, Theon.
Refer to your betters by their proper titles.
And what's that?
Lord.
But then again, Theon gets his...
Yeah, he does.
Why?
There's a point where we
what
go,
do you mean, why?
Hate Theon.
My father is
better. Then we go, oh, Theon.
What's that got to do with you? If your father's lord, how can you be lord too?
I will be lord after my father.
So you're not lord now?
No, you... Are you having a go at me? That's it?
Just don't understand how you southerners do things.
I'm not a southerner.
You're from south of the wall. That makes you a southerner to me.
You're an impudent little wench, aren't you?
Couldn't say, my lord. Don't know what impudent means.
Impudent. It means rude. Disrespectful. Do you want to lose that chain?
Theon Greyjoy.
Get your hands off her, Theon.
Lady is our guest.
Thought she was our prisoner.
Are the two mutually exclusive in your experience?
Oh, snap!
Girl.
Oh! Maester just said, see this chain? I will beat you with it. See this link? This link is in rhetoric. Wham, 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 wham!
I'm used to worse than him. I'm used to men could chew that boy up. And pit their teeth with his bones.
I love this guy.
Maester... I don't remember his name.
It's not Pycelle.
No.
Didn't mean to come here.
Something.
Meant to get much further south than this. As far south as south goes. Before the long night comes.
Why? What are you afraid of?
There's things that sleep in the day and hunt at night.
Owls and shadow cats.
I'm not talking about owls and shadow cats.
The things you speak of, they've been gone for thousands of years.
They wasn't gone, old man. They were sleeping. And they ain't sleeping no more.
But this is another instance of a scene where she is doing an activity.
Yep.
Something is happening in the scene.
Yeah. One of the biggest struggles of this show for me as a consumer of fantasy is they live in a world that is technically post-magic. Magic existed here and is gone.
Yeah.
But even though their history is rife with it, they don't believe in it anymore. So when people come from back from the wall and they're like, we saw White Walkers, we saw this, we saw that... The dead are coming back to life, blah, blah, blah. And the people in the south are like, you're high, you're drunk, go home. Like, that drives me nuts. It's a great conflict. It drives me insane because it's like...
That's why they did it.
I know, I know. I'm just observing that it's great because you know, we don't see that a lot in fantasy. If you live in a fantasy world and you're reading a fantasy novel,
there's usually magic,
and that's just part of your life. In Game of Thrones, they live in a post-magic world, and I think that's fascinating.
It is interesting. I think it's interesting to have a world that is medieval,
yeah,
and yet on the cusp of almost a renaissance, I guess?
Well, yeah, almost.
So you have people that are learned and therefore do not believe in magic,
yeah,
and people who are ignorant do believe in magic.
Yeah.
Where's my uncle? Dad! Robert, we were hunting a bull.
Renly.
Well, shoot.
Renly, you're supposed to finish the sentence?
Should have spent more time with you. Show me how to be a man. I was never meant to be a father.
That's a rough deathbed speech.
Wow, that's a rough... So, thanks, Dan. These are memories I will cherish. They are what will keep me going in the long time. This is the part. Don't spare his feelings. I yell at this. Ugh, whatever.
You don't want to see this.
This doesn't bode well. It's funny, I've probably seen this season 3 or 4 different times.
My fault. Too much wine. Missed my thrust.
Ooh. That is not good.
That is bad.
Oh, yeah, that's disgusting.
Stinks.
You know why it stinks?
It stinks like death.
Because it ripped open your gut.
I can't smell it. Bastard back, Ned. I drove my knife right through his brain. You ask him if I didn't. Ask him.
But the thing is, like, I feel so bad for Ned.
The funeral
because
feast
I've
to be the
been in friendships like this.
Kingdoms ever saw.
Where the person is like
destructive.
Yeah, destructive and not good for themselves. And you look at them and they know, you know that they know.
Believe us, a lot of you
that they're being bad. Do you know what I mean? Like Robert explains himself all the time to Ned because he knows Ned can see through it.
Yeah.
And it's so sad because Ned, all Ned does is try to be a good friend.
All Ned does is try to be a good man.
Yeah, in general. But it's like, I mean, all Robert can see when he looks at Ned is Lyanna.
Yeah. I mean, Ned.
You damned fool.
The most dishonest thing Ned does is right here.
Yeah.
I don't.
But it's the end of the road, you know?
Yeah.
Can't do anything else.
No, I guess
you
can't.
Robert and the House Baratheon. First of... You know how it goes. Fill in the damn titles. I hereby command Eddard of House Stark. Titles. To serve as Lord Regent and Protector of the Realm upon my death.
Okay, so the first mistake you made was making everyone else leave the room so there's no notary.
Yeah, nobody sees
Robert,
this.
That was so stupid.
Well, Robert expects his will to be done.
Yeah, it's interesting that for who Robert is...
That's the most dishonest thing he does, is write down my rightful heir.
That Robert as...
Give it over.
As king... expects to be taken utterly seriously.
Even in his death. He doesn't expect things to go wrong.
But he's such a cynical, you know, old coot, and he's still naive in that aspect.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
To the council. After I'm dead. At least they'll say I did this right, this one thing. You'll rule now. You'll hate it worse than I did. You'll do it well.
If only you had something to back this up with.
Daenerys. You were right. Varys, Littlefinger, my brother, worthless. they know but you. Only you.
Let's take a moment and realize that someone to come and tell you no is an important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it if it's not too late. I will. My son. Help him, Ned.
Oh.
Make him better than me.
And that's Joffrey we're talking about.
That's going to be hard, but...
I'll do everything I can to honor your memory.
Yep, we'll try.
My memory. King Robert Baratheon. Murdered by a pig. Give me something for the pain and let me die.
No, Robert. Call other people in here. I think the hard thing about watching this over and over and over again mm-hmm. is watching the mistakes.
Exactly.
And not being able to yell.
The milk of the puppy.
Well, I mean, and it's because this show preys on our sense as an audience of cause and effect.
Yeah. He was reading from the Y. He commanded us to step aside.
Because even when you're watching an episode for the first time, something big like this happens and you go, oh, wow, that was intense. And then either at the end of the episode or three episodes later, something else happens as a result. And you're like, oh, no.
Okay.
So it just snowballs.
The king of this land.
His squire, from the king's own skin.
His squire,
a Lannister boy.
Such a dutiful boy to make sure his grace did not lack refreshment. I do hope the poor lad does not blame himself.
Varys, playing the game.
Varys is the king
Varys is...
of wording things in a passive way so that it makes other people figure out the idea for themselves.
People will do exactly what he wants whatever because he's able to manipulate.
You made.
It's genius.
Unmake them. At once.
I'm afraid those birds have flown. Girl is likely dead already.
Varys.
Fine. Oh my gosh. So true. So true.
Iron chairs are stupid.
So what's your nacha? She has a shit casca. What are the blood you made with this?
So what's your nacha? What's that? She? Sani sofri vekayom. So what's your adelahari ani?
Vos sofro. Reshi.
Reshi.
Is this me? Or is he not as built as he is now? As Aquaman.
Throne.
Aww. Theirs is a really interesting story.
It really is. In the books, it's interesting because she's much younger and he's much older, and it's weird. But I remember reading the books and going, oh gosh, here we go. It's going to be this awful guy with mm-hmm. this beautiful young girl, mm-hmm. and she's going to abuse her, and it's going to be awful.
Well, I mean, their wedding night is rape in the book.
Yeah. But what's interesting is that in as the book goes on, you find out he really loves her.
He's devoted to her.
And she really loves him. Like, they're happy.
My brother,
which is why it's so sad.
Was a fool, I know.
But it's also very, very interesting. That's not a trope we get.
Have I said something funny, sir?
He takes what we think we're going to get and he inverts it.
Aegon the Conqueror didn't see six of the kingdoms because they were his right.
Stupid,
he had no right.
Smart George Martin.
He seized them because he could.
And because he had dragons.
Having a few dragons makes things easier.
Khaleesi season 1 is all about, like, bronzer and brown eyeshadow.
Eyes and ears
truth.
And leather hand wraps.
300 years ago. Who knows what we
and
have.
Horn necklaces. And braids. She's all about them braids.
Well, she's always about braids, though. That doesn't change.
Well, I'll come with you.
No, don't trouble yourself. Enjoy the market. I'll rejoin you soon enough.
Hmm. Catchy.
Yanda. The spider sends his greetings and his congratulations. A royal pardon. You can go home now.
Burn it, Joya.
Wow. Season 7. Or, not season 7. Episode 7.
Episode 7.
He's already been pardoned.
And my son already has his name, but I'll try your summer wine. Just a taste.
My lady, you are from Westeros.
You have the honor of addressing Daenerys of the House Targaryen, Khaleesi of the Riding Men, and Princess of the Seven Kingdoms.
Name drop.
Name drop.
I'd still like to taste that wine.
That? Jorah's swill, not worthy of a princess.
Jorah's Khaleesi senses are tingling.
Oh no, danger, danger, Jorah, danger.
Let me give you a cask.
Even this guy, even this bit character is fantastic.
You know there are many in your homeland that pray for your return, princess.
I hope to repay your kindness someday. Something wrong?
I have a thirst. Open it.
The wine is for the Khaleesi, it's not for the likes of him.
Open it.
Oh no. Danger.
Busted.
But yeah, he's great.
Jorah's like, I think he's lying.
Paul. It would be a crime to drink a wine this rich without at least giving it time to breathe.
Do as he says.
This guy's deception role was higher than Khaleesi, but lower than Jorah.
Yeah. Poison.
He just keeps some poison shit on hand. In case.
Sweet, isn't it? Can you smell the fruit, sir? Taste it, my lord. Tell me that that is not the finest wine that has ever touched your tongue.
You first.
Busted.
I'm afraid I am not worthy of the vintage. Besides, it is a poor wine merchant who would drink up his own wares.
You will drink.
Snap.
Cut his face open. Shoot him with an arrow.
With a whip.
Oh! Dude, I forgot how much I love her Blood Riders.
This is a fate worse than death.
Yep.
Being caught by...
The Blood Riders.
Blood Riders, who were like,
Khaleesi?
Oh, you tried to kill the Khaleesi? That dude. I love that dude.
That guy's awesome. This looks like sad outside, like, Middle Ages Anglican church.
This is sad Renfair.
The wall is sad Renfair.
King's Landing is dirty Renfair.
King's Landing is sexy Renfair.
Some of you.
It's like Slutty Renfair.
It's like Rogue's Reef.
Slutty Renfair.
All those only bastard Slutfair. Names and no names at all.
SlutCon 2017.
Not matter. All that is in the past. Here.
I love that John wears the only, like, white shoulder thing.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't even notice that.
Again, symbolism.
Yeah,
and
dude,
it's a wolf skin.
Isn't that what you always wanted?
Sam, shut up.
I want to find my uncle. I know he's alive out there. I know he is.
I wish I could help you. I'm no ranger. Is the steward's life for me?
His honor in being a steward.
Not much, really. But there's food.
And all loves alike. Here, you begin.
Yeah, Game of Thrones, everybody's perfectly cast. I can't think of any instances off the top of my head where I was like, they could have done better for that role.
Yeah, everyone's kind of perfect.
The texture of the casting is perfect.
Lives his life.
And those that might be somewhat off of it, their characterization is so good.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And it does not matter.
The honor of this house or
that house. Ron Weasley.
For goals, for glory.
Red hair. Hand me down robes.
For the realm.
You must be a Weasley.
And all the people.
Oh, is that Gendry?
No, that Gendry? It's not Gendry. Gendry hasn't happened yet.
Oh.
Oh, I can't wait for Gendry.
For season 7 Gendry?
The penalty for desertion.
It's gonna happen.
Gendry.
It's death.
Okay.
You can take your vows here.
This is Mormont, right?
Yeah.
Sunset.
This is Jorah's dad.
Oh, yeah.
Do any of you still keep the old gods?
I do, my lord.
You want to take your vow before a heart tree, as your uncle did?
Yes, my lord.
You'll find a werewood a mile north of the wall. And your old gods, too, maybe.
A mile's not too far.
My lord, might I go as well?
Does House Tarly keep the old gods?
No, my lord. I was named in the Light of the Seven, as my father was and his father before him.
Why would you forsake the gods of your father and your house?
The Night's Watch is my house now. The Seven have never answered my prayers. Perhaps the old gods will.
As you wish.
It's a decent answer.
It's a decent answer. Signed an order. A very smart answer.
Our needs.
It's a new life. New stuff.
Older to the builders. Pip to the stewards. Toad to the builders. Gren to the rangers. Samwell to the stewards. Makar to the rangers, Darien to the stewards, Balian to the rangers, Rast to the rangers, John to the stewards, Ransar to the builder.
They're like, what? Ishar
to the builders, Gordo to the stewards, Nico to the rangers.
No, I understand how he feels.
Yeah.
There's this, like, I deserve better than that feeling.
Well, and I think that part of that is that many of the men on the watch consider the rangers as being the ones that earned the glory for the wall.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to go out beyond the wall. They're going to fight.
Rangers, with me.
And the stewards and the builders, all they do is perpetuate this life.
Yeah.
You don't get any glory from that.
But it's really smart that Sam says to him, yeah, but you don't understand. You're gonna become the Lord Commander.
Samwell.
Yeah.
You will assist me in the rookery and library.
Aww.
You will report to Moan Marsh in the kitchens. Luke, report to One-Eyed Joe in the stables. Darien, they are sending you to Eastwatch. Present yourself to Baucus when you arrive. Make no comment about his nose. Jon Snow. Lord Commander Mormont has requested you for his personal steward.
Will I serve the Lord Commander's meals and fetch hot water for his bath?
Certainly. And keep a fire burning in his chambers, change his sheets and blankets daily, and do everything else the Lord Commander requires of you.
Mr. Aemon is awesome.
Yeah, he is. I love him.
You take me for a servant.
We took you for a man of the Night's Watch. But perhaps we were wrong in that.
May I go?
As you wish.
Bow. Get him. He's blind. He's not
gonna see. Well, they all, like, he was saying their names and they all nodded.
See what they're doing.
It's like, Sir Alistair's
revenge, that's all. He wanted it and he got it. Stewards are nothing but maids.
Oh.
I'm a better swordsman and rider than any of you. It's not fair.
Fair? I was singing for a high lord at Acorn Hall when he put his hand on my leg and he wanted to see my cock. I pushed him away, and he said he'd have my hands cut off for stealing their sword. So now I'm here, at the end of the world, with no one to sing for but old men and little shits like you. I'll never see my family again. I'll never be inside a woman again. So don't tell me about fit.
I thought you were caught stealing the wheel of cheese for your starving sister.
I was going to tell a bunch of strangers that her lord tried to grab my cock.
That's good. Got a point. Yeah.
Could you sing me a song, Pip? At
like to hear a song.
Shut up.
Shut up, Sam.
Now listen to
me. I forgot about Pip. That's sad.
The yeah. old man is the Lord Commander of the Night's Watch. You'll be with him day and night. Yes, you'll clean his
This
clothes.
Show also is a lot about
take his letters,
the abuse of power.
Attend him at meetings, yeah. squire for him in battle.
In you'll so many different ways.
Be part of everything. And he asks for you himself. He wants to groom you for command.
Duh, John.
Frickety duh.
Duh, John.
John.
I always wanted to be a ranger.
So?
I always wanted to be a wizard.
And I always wanted to be a barbarian, but you know.
What? Oh, I'm serious. So you'll
Look
stay
at his perfectly curled black hair.
Perfectly coiffed hair.
Oh, it's so nice.
I can't Stop. Watch. I feels
about Ned.
About Ned.
I know.
Because Ned could take this right here. There's so many moments where Ned could take the reins of what's going on.
He's not going to. Because
he can't.
Because
he can't. He can't bring himself to do it.
Of the realm.
He did. She won't care. Give me an hour and I can put 100 swords at your command.
Do it!
And what should I do with 100 swords? Strike! Tonight, while the castle sleeps, we must get Joffrey away from his mother and into our custody. Protector of the realm, or no, he who holds the king holds the kingdom. Every moment you delay gives Cersei another moment to prepare.
By the time he's Robert not wrong. Dies,
he's not wrong, and he's going to pay for it, and it makes me mad. It makes me mad. It makes me mad because this whole show and this whole message is that if you're good, if you're a good person,
you're punished
for it. And it makes me so mad.
I know.
And I hate it.
But then why do we watch it? Because we're fascinated by it.
Well, of course.
These people live lives we will never lead because we are not them. And even if we were kings and princes or whatever, like, we still wouldn't be them.
That's true.
And we still wouldn't live lives like this.
Oh, no. If we lived in this time period, we'd be peasants.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe merchants.
But that's also not the point. Like, I mean, like, we wouldn't make the same choices. We'd be...
No, I mean, I don't think I'd make the same choices as...
Twice. He destroyed the
as anyone here.
Yes, he's a good soldier. Everyone knows that. So is Robert. Tell me something. Do you still believe good soldiers make good kings?
It's super interesting, too, because, like, he takes... the basis of this from history. He takes these character models from historical figures and then he heightens it to the max. All of the good choices get washed away. All of the bad choices get highlighted.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. It's great entertainment.
It's fascinating work.
We will sail to
it's fascinating
tonight.
Alternate history in a way.
Yeah.
Although it's not alternate history, it's
I mean, it started that way. But.
It did. I mean, he started writing actual historical fiction and then wanted it to end differently.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to change it.
And now he writes, you know, 3 chapters every 6 months.
If that.
And he's rolling in dough.
Yes, we will. Mm-hmm. Now leave us.
This is the other thing. He trusts the wrong people.
All the time.
My Lord Protector.
Look, sit down.
The king has no true-born sons. Joffrey and Tommen and Jaime Lannister's bastards.
So, when the king dies...
The throne passes to his brother... Lord Stannis.
So it would seem. Unless...
There is no unless. He is the rightful heir. Nothing can change that.
And he cannot take the throne without your help. You would be wise to deny it to him and to make sure Joffrey succeeds.
Do you have a shred of honor?
You are now Hand of the King and Protector of the Realm. All of the power is yours. You need only reach out. Take it.
He's got a point.
Peace with the Lannisters.
Ned.
Release the imp. Wed your daughter to Joffrey. We've plenty of time to get rid of Stannis, and if Joffrey seems likely to cause problems when he comes into his throne, we simply reveal his little secret and seat Lord Renly there instead.
We?
You'll need someone to share these burdens, I assure you. My price would be
I'm very discreet. Oh my gosh.
He is discreet, though. Treason.
Only if we lose.
That's true.
Oh!
That's 100% true.
Isn't this treason? Only if we lose.
The people who tried to murder my boy.
We only make peace with our enemies, my lord. That's why it's called making peace.
No. I won't do it.
So it will be Stannis and war.
There is no other choice. He is the heir.
So why did you call me here?
Ned.
Not for my wisdom, clearly.
You promised Catelyn you would help me. The Queen has a dozen knights and 100 men-at-arms. Enough to overwhelm what remains of my household guard. I need the gold cloaks. The city watch is 2,000 strong. And sworn to defend the King's peace.
Look at you.
That's a terrible smile.
You know what you want me to do.
You know it has to be done.
But it's not honorable, so the words stick in your throat. When the Queen proclaims one king and a hand proclaims another, whose peace do the gold cloaks protect? Who do they follow? The man who pays them.
Sigh. I mean, he's not wrong. All Ned needed to do was just reach out and take it. And I mean, what is the more honorable thing? Is the more honorable thing to follow the code or to protect the people?
Right. And that's Ned's biggest mistake, is that he only follows the code. He doesn't do both when necessary.
He doesn't understand. Well, I feel like he understands, but I don't think he comprehends, in a way, that his actions will hurt other people, even though they are honorable.
Even though it's quote-unquote the right thing to do, it's problematic.
In my words, will bear witness to my vow.
Here we go.
Night gathers, and now my watch begins.
Look at that cornflake snow.
It shall not end until my death.
Look at that bleeding tree.
I shall take no wife, hold no lands, father no children. I shall wear no crowns, and win no glory. I shall live and die at my post.
The imagery of the weirwood tree.
The red leaves and the red sap. The weeping sap and the faces carved into it.
It's fascinating, and they don't explain it for such a long time.
My life and honor.
I feel like they still haven't really explained this.
Yeah, it's just a piece of their world, and I love it.
Yennefer's boys, rise now as men of the Night's Watch.
Where do they find all these beardy guys, by the way?
Ireland and Sweden.
Hug.
Friendship.
Friendship hug. Fierce hug.
We did it. Our training is complete. Oh, hey, boy.
Oh, hey, what do you got there?
What's he got there?
That's a hand.
Greasy.
Okay, as long as you give it back, though.
God's been good.
Alistair rides, he'll be leashed to a saddle and forced to run behind the horses for as long as he can.
And when he falls?
I saw a man last 9 miles once.
King Robert still wants me dead.
His poison was the first, he won't be the last.
I thought he'd leave me alone, now that my brother is gone.
He will never leave you alone.
That's naive, Daenerys.
If you ride to Darkest Ashai, his assassins will follow you. If you sailed all the way to the Basilisk Isles, his spies would tell him he will never abandon the Hunt. You're a Targaryen, the last Targaryen. Your son will have Targaryen blood with 40,000 riders behind him.
He will not have my son.
He will not have you either, Khaleesi.
She's so young.
She's so little.
Isn't this the Vistoth Rack place? Oh, gosh. You.
like, number one, she's a Targaryen. Number two, she's married to that guy. You are a dead man, sir.
Yjelan Naptyarian. Much as you see.
Oh.
Look at how big he is.
Oh, did you see the look on Jorah's face?
No.
Jorianar. Uki Yilias Finnali of Shafka.
She's so small.
It is yours. Wow. Wow. It's huge.
That's a big thing.
You know what would have been a great story, though? Rego taking over the Seven Kingdoms.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that story would have been a good story. I thought that's where we were going.
But that's neither here nor there. We're not there yet.
I know, but I feel like that's the really cool thing about Game of Thrones, is that no matter where the things change, where you're like, oh, I didn't see that coming, if it had continued and that had not happened, it would have still been a great story.
Absolutely, that's very true. Mighty, beautiful braid.
This is a great scene. I mean, it would have been awful, though.
Terrifying.
With the Khalasar. Damn.
I love that moment for them, because he loves her so much, and she, in that moment, feels truly loved.
Yeah.
She feels for the first time in her whole life that she can actually do the thing and get what she wants.
Yeah. Oh, man. I didn't realize that he was tied to her horse.
I bet she requested it.
Lord Stark.
All right, let him through.
Lord Stark, King Joffrey and the Queen Regent request your presence in the throne room.
King Joffrey?
King Robert is gone. The gods give him rest.
Oh, boy. Here it comes, Ned.
Oh, here it comes. This is,
Oh, crap.
All is accomplished. The city watch is yours.
Good.
Oh, boy.
Is Lord Renly joining us?
I fear Lord Renly has left the city. He rode through the old gate an hour before dawn with Sir Loras Tyrell and some 50 retainers, last seen galloping south in some haste.
But, like, had Rego been born, and that story had gone on, I would have loved to have seen that story of a young Rego growing up to become king of,
We stand behind you, Lord Stark.
Of the Seven Kingdoms. Watching Ned be Lord Protector would have been a really great story.
Yeah.
All hail his grace, Joffrey of Houses Baratheon.
Well, there's so many options, like you said. Like, every possible branch offshoot of this overarching world and story could have been awesome. And would have been absolutely worth reading and watching.
Yeah.
However, George likes to torture us.
Oh, he loves to torture us.
And you know what? We ask for it.
We do, and we love it. Mm-hmm. We love him torturing us. Because we are elicited a very strong reaction to
it. I call the council to make all necessary arrangements for my coronation. I wish to be crowned within the fortnight. Today I shall accept oaths of fealty from my loyal counselors.
And it's interesting because all Ned has to do here is kneel.
That's all he's got to do to stay in the game.
I believe no man here could ever question your honor.
Robert's seal. Unbroken. Lord Eddard Stark is herein named Protector of the Realm, to rule as regent until the heir come of age.
May I see that letter, Sir Barrister?
Don't do it. Don't do it, Sir Barrister.
How much does Cersei give a shit?
Let's watch and find out.
Is this meant to be your shield, Lord Stark?
Oh!
Yep.
Piece of paper. Yep.
Nope, she doesn't care.
Doesn't care.
Does not care.
Oh, there it goes.
It's on the floor. Words.
We have a new king now.
Robert's dead. Shut up.
Lord Eddard, when we last spoke, you offered me some counsel. Allow me to return the courtesy. Bend the knee, my lord. Bend the knee and swear loyalty to my son. And we shall allow you to live out your days in the grey waste you call home.
Your son has no claim to the throne.
Liar!
You condemn yourself with your own mouth, Lord Stark. Sir Barristan seized this traitor.
Sir Barristan is a good man, a loyal man. Do him no harm.
You think he stands alone?
Oh! The
kill
hell?
Him! Kill all of them, I command it!
Commander! Take the queen and her children into custody. Escort them back to the royal apartments and keep them there.
This is literally a chess game.
Watch!
We're all gonna die here.
No bloodshed. Tell your men to lay down their swords. No one needs to die.
No!
Well.
The entire city watch.
I did warn you not to trust me.
Well, shit.
Ned. Just.
Okay.
Ned.
All right. It's such a disappointing ending.
It is.
It's surprising, and when it first happened, everyone's going, "Oh."
Right, because at this point, the new audience watching this for the first time, as it's airing for the first time, is going, "What? What? He's doing everything right."
But I feel that's why we love Sanderson.
We
love Martin's work,
yes.
Because he goes against what we expect.
Yeah,
it's why we love Sanderson's work. Sanderson goes against what we expect to happen,
and delivers an excellent story while he does it.
Exactly.
So yeah. As everyone knows now, the 7th or 8th episode of a Game of Thrones season is where shit starts to go down, and then shit continues to go down for the rest of the season.
Yeah, between 8 to 10 is when everything happens.
It's all gonna fall apart. Not just for Ned, for literally everybody.
1 through 7 is just set up.
Oh yeah, it's all set up. Well, thank you guys for joining us for season 1, episode 7, You Win or You Die.
Next up is episode 8.
Which is called...
The Pointy End.
It's a good name.
All right, we'll catch you next time for The Pointy End.
Bye!